With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's one thing that President Trump and President-elect Biden agree on. There's a lot riding on today's two U.S. Senate runoffs in Georgia. Both men campaigned in the state yesterday, Biden for the Democrat candidates and Mr. Trump for the Republican incumbents.
At a late-night rally here in northwest Georgia, the president made a case for re-electing incumbent GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. He said if Democrats prevail on Tuesday, there will never be another fair election.
It's a biggie. Our country is depending on you. The whole world is watching the people of Georgia tomorrow. And you got to swamp them because everything's so crooked around. I mean, not here. They were saying, oh, he's complaining about Georgia. No, I'm complaining about eight different states. And I think we're going to win them all.
Mr. Trump described the Democratic candidates as left-wing socialist communists and urged Republican voters to hold the line in the U.S. Senate. Greg Clugston with the president in Dalton, Georgia.
Also at SRNNews.com, the number of new coronavirus infections confirmed in the U.S. yesterday topped 180,000. A new strain of the virus has now appeared in New York State.
New York's governor says the patient is a man in his 60s who works at a jewelry store in the upstate community of Saratoga Springs. He says the man has symptoms, but is on the mend. But the concern is that other workers and even possibly customers who went into that store could be infected with the variant. There are three more COVID cases that are linked to the jewelers, but they don't yet know what strain they are.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn, Britain going back into lockdown mode for another 6 weeks. Court documents indicate a Wisconsin pharmacist told police he tried to ruin hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine because he believed the shots would alter people's DNA. This is SRN News.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. It's highly unlikely you'll be able to get vaccinated against the coronavirus this week, unless you already have an appointment, but you might be able to make an appointment this week. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says they'll be accepting new appointments online this and every Thursday afternoon at 5. People ages 65 and up and healthcare workers began getting their shots at the Prime Osborne Center yesterday. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says that city officials are working on adding more vaccination sites. More than 64,000 COVID cases have been reported in Duval County, including over 750 deaths. Throughout the state, there have been more than 1,300,000 cases, including over 22,000 deaths. Another bicyclist has died after being hit by a car. This latest incident happened last night on Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville. Police say the woman was hit while she was pedaling across the street. She passed away soon after she got to the hospital. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Sunshine expected today and a high of 67. This evening, clear skies. Overnight, the low will drop to 41. Right now, it is 36 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Today is the big day as both sides look to boost turnout for Georgia's special election. While some Republican senators plan to object to tomorrow's Electoral College certification, other Senate Republicans say they are not on board. And Governor Ron DeSantis rolls out plans to boost vaccination numbers to elderly Floridians.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Tuesday, 4 minutes after 6 a.m. Good to be back in the saddle. Thanks to all of you that filled in. Ron Davis, Matt Schellenberg, Roger Henderson, the captain. So thanks so much for tuning in, man.
Well, thank
you. Anyway, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, I haven't seen you all year.
Well, anyway. So
that's corny, wasn't it?
No, it was very corny. Anyway, hey, as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB, as you just heard, today is the day about whether or not the Republicans will maintain control of the U.S. Senate after John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock make their plea of cases to the Democratic voters to go out and support them in this year's special runoff.
The United States Senate decided by a slim majority to pick the pockets of the poor, the sick, the old, and the yet unborn in order to line the pockets of the ultra rich. Don't tell me about gangsters and thugs on the streets. There are more gangsters and thugs in Washington, D.C.
Now, that's Raphael Warnock. Here's another classic, what he has said back in the past before.
More than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display.
As both sides try to get the turnout boosted later today throughout the election. President Trump's phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State is still making a lot of headlines.
Sources tell Fox News that 18 previous times President Trump tried to connect with the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. When he finally did get a phone call, it blew up into yet another presidential-sized controversy.
For weeks, President Trump had been ripping Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. So when Raffensperger finally agreed to take the president's call, he had it recorded. When President Trump again ripped Raffensperger the next day, saying he has no clue, the recording was leaked to the Washington Post. An attorney for President Trump today said that the phone call was not to pressure Raffensperger to open, or at least to overturn, the results of the election in Georgia. It was merely to try to settle two outstanding lawsuits.
By the way, I heard twice, I listened to it, it was an hour plus phone call there.
Uh-huh.
Here's a little bit from what the president was asking of the Georgia Secretary of State.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this. The people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated. But they are shredding ballots, in my opinion, based on what I've heard. And they are removing machinery, and they're moving it as fast as they can, both of which are criminal fines.
So the president did ask him to find 11-plus thousand more votes. The Georgia Secretary of State, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said that he believed that the president's phone call was to influence an election outcome again.
Why do you think the president wanted to speak with you directly?
Probably to see if he could influence me to change my decisions. But I'm not really making a decision. What I'm doing, I'm following the law and I'm following the facts. The numbers are the numbers, and the numbers we reported are factually correct.
Was the phone call the right thing to do? Even Fox News senior analyst Brett Hume says, I understand where the president was coming from, but the phone call wasn't that smart.
I think it was improper what he was suggesting. It was improper that the call occurred, conducted the way it was. I think it was regrettable. And when it gets down to it, I think Raffensperger's got the facts. I think the president's facts are dubious.
But as the election takes place today, of course, the Democrats are still using the same old argument of voter suppression. Georgia's Stacey Abrams says it's the MO with the Republican Party. They can't win without voter suppression.
When we create access to the right to vote for eligible citizens, more people participate. And Republicans do not know how to win without voter suppression as one of their tools, because voter suppression is their modus operandi.
It is their modus operandi out there. But voting illegally will happen. It's happened before. It always will happen again. Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling.
We are going to find that people did illegally vote. That's going to happen. There are going to be double voters. There are going to be people who did not have the qualifications of a registered voter to vote in this state. That will be found. Is it 10,353? Unlikely. But every election, as I've said, I think every day at this podium, is imperfect.
Yep, it will happen tomorrow. The certification, yay or nay, will take place tomorrow on January the 6th, starting around 1 o'clock. Vice President Mike Pence says that while he will be there to oversee what will take place, he supports members of his party to oppose the certification.
Vice President Mike Pence now says he welcomes a push by a group of Republican senators to challenge the election results when Congress meets to certify the Electoral College votes. Pence said in a statement that he supports the senators using their authority to raise any objections they may have. Republican senators have said they will challenge the results and call for a commission to investigate claims of election irregularities in several battleground states.
We'll get to the election commission here in just a second. One of the guys spearheading all this, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, says we know what happened. Vote fraud did take place to the extent we just don't know.
There was fraud in this election. I don't have any doubt about that. There was fraud. We just don't know the extent. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Oh, we all got our doubts about the last election.
Mike Pence says the evidence will be heard.
And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence.
Not everybody's on board, of course, with opposing the certification. Another guy leading the way, Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri.
Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up? I mean, somebody has to stand up here.
And many senators say that they will jump on board. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he wants to get an electoral commission to perform an emergency audit before January the 20th.
We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system. And so this past week, I spent writing out a position and assembling a group that ultimately of 11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
But many are calling this nothing more than just a PR stunt, former Deputy Chief White House Staff Karl Rove.
Well, it's a PR gesture, a stunt. And we had one senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, who said, I'm going to stop certification. That was never going to happen because the House is not going to go along with it. Another aspirant for 2024, Ted Cruz, decides, well, I've got to be in this game, so I'm going to call for an emergency commission that's going to, in the next 10 days, resolve issues that we haven't been able to resolve conclusively in the last 2 months. And that ain't going to happen because the House isn't going to go along with this. So this is sound and fury signifying little or nothing, and it's not going to resolve the issue.
Rove also asked the question, in 10 days, what do you plan to find out?
Even if there were a commission, who thinks that these questions are going to be able to be resolved in 10 days? Which is what this is calling for. The President of the United States is under the law and under the Constitution to be sworn in on January 20th.
And while Republicans do have the right to oppose any certification, of course, Democrats are calling them a bunch of sore losers. But even Mika Brzezinski, you ready for this? Morning Joe, MSNBC, calls out Democrats, said, wait a second. You guys did it in 2017. You did it in 2001. Remember after Bush won, you guys called the irregularities in Ohio in 2004 election.
The last three times a Republican has been elected president, Democrats in the House have brought objections to the electoral votes in states the Republican nominee won. In 2005, Senator Barbara Boxer of California lent Senate support to the move when she objected to George W. Bush's electoral votes in Ohio, citing voting irregularities in the state. The move was praised at the time, including by Senator Dick Durbin.
Oh, boy. So here we go. So it's going to be interesting today. I don't know who's going to pull this thing off. This is a construction project. Everybody's all over the map for today's election.
Right, right. You know, honestly, I think the Democrats probably have the wind of their sails right now.
Why would that be?
Well, I do believe there has been a lot of ill feelings, you know, with the $2,000 stimulus that stopped. I heard Warnock or one of them saying that, okay, it was Biden. He says that if you elect the Democrats, you're going to get the money, you know, and that can drive people to the polls who otherwise may not have voted.
Tell me, what do you think about this phone call? I was on Sunday listening to this by the Washington Post. And, you know, everybody's all about, well, they shouldn't release it. Okay, Michael, I agree. I don't know. I wouldn't have leaked this. But the bottom line is, did the president say it? We played the clip.
Right.
He didn't come out and demand it. He just said, hey, come on, man, find me 11,000 plus 780 more votes. I don't think the president was wise in doing that.
In my listening to the recording of the phone call, it did not seem like the president was asking the Secretary of State of Georgia
or demanding
to do anything
illegal.
That it was illegal.
Right.
He'd say, find the votes that are actually there. He, you know, from his
Hart believes from the conversation he really won. Let's go ahead and find the truth.
Right.
He didn't say change the election that I lost and add votes that I didn't get.
Raffensperger, there's some stories all over the map that he says, well, he didn't talk to the president. I mean, whatsoever. Here's the bottom line. Do you, let me just for some of you listening out there, follow me for a second. Just let me play devil's advocate, which I love playing.
Right.
Do you not blame the guy for recording the phone call?
Who recorded the phone call?
I don't know.
It sounded, I'm an audio guy.
Probably, yeah.
It sounded like the recording was made at the White House because the president's audio quality
sounded
like he was in the room where the other guy, the Secretary of State of Georgia, Raffensperger, he sounded like he was on the phone.
Yeah, I thought.
So it sounded to me like it was recorded
at
the White House.
I think they say that maybe somebody from his office. But here's the point. If you've been thrown under the bus, I'm not saying you have to agree with Raffensperger whatsoever. I'm just saying, if you had been thrown under the bus for the last 2 months, called a fraud, a sham, you had no clue what you were doing, you got to be kicked out of office. Even some of you have been called a traitor out there, treasonous. That's what they've called, Lynn Wood and these guys of George Raffensperger. Heck yeah, I would record a phone call too just to defend myself.
Yeah, but you have to be careful what jurisdiction you're in
because
depending on where you are, that's against the law to record someone without their knowledge. So, that's a whole other issue to be concerned about. But I think the president was unwise to make the call. If he needed to get some kind of message through to the Secretary of State of Georgia, he should have had one of his lawyers do it, not himself.
Yeah, but I agree. Coming up on 6:15, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Already starting to see our usual slow traffic around NAS Jax. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Lots of sunshine today and a high of 67. This evening will be clear. Overnight, the low will drop to 41. Right now, it's chilly and 36 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Big love.
Okay, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. While some Republican senators plan to object to tomorrow's Electoral College certification, other Senate Republicans say they are not on board. Governor Ron DeSantis rolls out plans to boost vaccination numbers for elderly Floridians. And House Democrats put in new rules that will remove gender language in proposed legislation.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, it's good to be back. Thanks so much for tuning in. 20 minutes after 6 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Let's go to Gary on line one. Gary, happy new year. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I'm just praying that the old fossil Mitch McConnell loses his job as Senate Majority Leader today. Hey, Ed, what about the, do you think this rhetoric of the president and this call and everything will deter some Republicans coming out in force? And may hurt them, may cost them the election because of all the things that the president's doing. And the Republicans are coming out against him, like Toomey Cheney. Some of his biggest supporters in the past are saying, you know, his rhetoric, what he's doing is not right, challenging the democratic process. Will this ultimately backfire on Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Gary, I think you asked a good question. Yeah. I think that's going to be the big ticket tomorrow. If the Democrats pick it up, I think everyone's going to end up blaming Trump.
Yeah. They say when you muddy the waters, no one wants to get in the pool. And to be frank with you, people feel a little icky about some of the things that are going on right now that may hurt turnout on the Republican side.
Because the Republicans traditionally count on election day turnout. If they don't turn out in mass, that could be the difference.
You make a valid point, man.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Garrett, have a good one. I mean, here's the thing, folks. I don't know if we're going to really find out the results tomorrow. I mean, the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm sorry. We're going to find out results tonight.
Okay.
But hopefully there's no election problems going on, no water main breaks or whatever.
Okay.
Or let's say Dominion doesn't switch all these votes. I say that with a smile, tongue in cheek.
Do not believe that if the Republicans lose, they're going to claim voter fraud. I don't think that's going to happen.
Here's the thing. Oh, yeah, they're going to claim. But here's the thing. I mean, there is a lot of irregularities that have taken place in the state of Georgia. We've covered them. I understand requiring a lesser amount of restrictions when it comes to signature. He had to get 60% approval. Now it's down to 40. Mm-hmm. Stacey Abrams, as much as it pains me, she is a leftist. I am not a fan of hers, but she did a phenomenal job registering Democrats left and right. The bottom line is that we also have Democrats encouraging people to move out of the folks. They started doing this within 3 to 4 days after the November election. They were encouraging people to move into the state of Georgia.
All right.
They didn't do enough to change those laws. The Republicans should have done something about it. The bottom line is that people can come in, move in, and sit back and go, yeah, I got a job, and then several months later, if there's enough investigators to track down how many there might have been, mm-hmm. The bottom line is you can sit back and go, well, my work required me, but I had to move back. I mean, you got to prove all of this. And by then, if the Democrats win, it's too late.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I guess the people have, you know, gone to the effort of getting a job at an actual residence. You know, how illegal is it if you want to just live there for a year, you know,
or
6 months to a year?
So were there some shenanigans? Yeah, but the bottom line is who's done a better job of voter turnout?
Right.
Evidently, the Democrats did a better job in Georgia than Republicans mm-hmm. for the November election. I'm just telling you what some of the Trump crowd has told me off the air.
Well, if you believe any of the interviews that go on the news channels, it seems like at least with the early vote, which is over 3 million, the Democrats believe they've already won that one.
So. Yeah. So, by the way, I think a lot of Republicans have early voted. I think instead mm-hmm. of what they did is they went to a post office box and dropped it off themselves.
Right.
But the bottom line is that, believe me, if this is within 20, 30, 40,000 votes, remember, David Perdue only won by, and David Perdue should have won by 80,000. Mm-hmm. I think Perdue should pull it off, okay?
Yeah. Be the Libertarian candidate really hurt him a little bit.
But having said all of this, is that Perdue is a legendary name. If it's 20, 30, 40,000 votes, I guarantee you, at least within 15 to 20, 25, there will be lawsuits. We may not have a final victor for several days, depending on how close the state may be.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And the Republicans only need to really win one of those seats to maintain control.
Yeah, they need to pull that off. But the bottom line is, have they done enough? I mean, I saw the president's speech a little bit late last night, and again, he made a lot by himself and trying to defend this and defend. I think he did a good enough job promoting the two candidates. I would have left it there, gone, and just go.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what happens. And if they can pull this off, Trump on his way out has got another victory that he can sit back and brag about. Hey, yeah. I did it, and it can embarrass Biden out there.
Exactly.
If this goes south, I think Republicans are going to have to start sitting back going, you know, maybe Trump should have. I'm not saying this is from me. I'm telling you. They're going to sit back, and the Monday morning quarterback is going to be that maybe Trump should have lowered the tone instead of going after a governor. By the way, Brian Kemp is not a bad guy. When every other economy was shut down, Brian Kemp opened up their economy before we did here in the state of Florida. So Brian Kemp is not a bad guy. When the president's out there last night telling he is going to support.
He's going to campaign against him.
Yeah.
He's going to make an example out of him for not standing with me.
Just because you can't. I mean, by law, the governor cannot overturn an election. So 625 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's still early, which means our roads are still looking pretty smooth. So just take your time driving on this first Tuesday of the year. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today, 67 the high. This evening will be clear with a low of 41. Right now, it is 37 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all, for as low as price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So the city committee, the Jacksonville City Committee, I guess, had a special counsel committee, that was formed to investigate the sale of JEA. So the city's $3 million report came out. It was released yesterday. And I don't know if there's really anything in the report that damages the mayor. It doesn't make the mayor look good. Makes him, some would say, make him maybe a little incompetent, maybe not know what's going on. But the FBI report could be totally different. Who knows how long that may be. It could be 2 to 3 years before we find anything about that one. So we'll have more information about that. All coming up next, 904-831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's one thing that President Trump and President-elect Biden agree on. There is a lot riding on today's U.S. Senate runoffs in Georgia. The two races will determine control of the U.S. Senate for the next couple of years. Both men campaigned in the state yesterday. Biden, of course, for the Democrats, and Mr. Trump for the Republican incumbents. The number of new coronavirus infections confirmed in the U.S. yesterday, topping 180,000. A new strain of the virus that has already cropped up in California, Colorado, and Florida has now appeared in New York State. And Britain is going back into a national lockdown for another 6 weeks. Court documents indicate a Wisconsin pharmacist told police he tried to ruin hundreds of doses of a coronavirus vaccine because he believed the shots would alter people's DNA. Dow futures up 73 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. It was unnecessary, expensive, secretive, and there ought to be a law to make sure it never happens again. Those are the basics of a report about the botched attempt by former JEA officials to sell the utility. The report from a special committee of the Jacksonville City Council runs well over 100 pages and was released yesterday. A drive-by shooting has authorities looking for help and answers. Yesterday on Watermill and Argyle Forest Boulevards in Jacksonville, police say a teenager was hit. He should be okay, but if you know anything about this, call Crime Stoppers. It's not likely you'll be able to get a COVID shot this week, but you might be able to make an appointment for one this week. The Florida Department of Health in Duval County says they'll be accepting new appointments online this and every Thursday afternoon at 5. People ages 65 and up and healthcare workers have started getting their shots at the Prime Osborne Center. More than 64,000 COVID cases have been reported in Duval County. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
A message from Sharon Mills, realtor with Watson Realty Corporation.
Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of all the difficult things we've already conquered. During this season of giving, let's give thanks that we remain standing in America where dreams never die. Those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills, realtor, wants to hear your dreams. 904-534-6087.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's still early, which means our roads are still looking pretty smooth. So just take your time driving on this first Tuesday of the year. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today, 67 the high. This evening will be clear with a low of 41. Right now, it is 37 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis rolls out plans to boost vaccination numbers for elderly Floridians. House Democrats put in new rules that will remove gender language in proposed legislation. And a new poll finds most voters think $600 coronavirus checks are too little.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 6:33. Good Tuesday morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to be back in the saddle. I want to thank you and Ron Davis and everybody for filling in.
Hey, Rory came in a little bit.
Rory came in, yeah. So anyway, we had a good. I'm glad you guys took care of it.
Barney called. We had a good time.
I know, and I appreciate you guys doing it, man. So as we're ready to go all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Let's continue on with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Did you get your $600? I got mine. I didn't ask for it.
He did?
Yeah, I got my $600 check.
I wouldn't have thought you qualified. You know, $75,000. I guess that's adjusted gross, but yeah. Spent it already?
Yeah, I'm gonna donate. I'm like, really? Did I make that less? Whatever. Anyway, there's a new poll out. You guys will like this one. There's a new poll out by the Hill-Harris X poll that shows, now, guys, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
That 75% of voters say that the $600 COVID relief checks are too little. But hold on. But 57% of voters say that the $2,000 in stimulus checks is about the right amount. Here's my question. What would be the right amount be?
As much as possible, I think. Yeah, so ask the average person. Once they heard the president get on board with the $2,000, you know, amount, people were already counting the money.
That was a fascinating debate over the holidays.
And we really thought that there was a good chance because, you know, the Republicans are going to listen to the president. We know the Democrats are going to pass it. But not all Republicans were on board, and that's why we didn't get it, Mitch McConnell specifically.
Roger, many times over the holidays, you and I have done this radio show where it's very slow over the holidays, not these past holidays. And the one that shocked me was the new set of house rules that has decided to remove gender language of he, her, instead of putting in they as well. Fox News, Mike Emanuel.
The Democrat-led House kicked off the 117th Congress with new rules removing gender. Strike chairman and insert chair. Strike father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, husband, wife, father-in-law, or mother-in-law, and insert parent, child, sibling, spouse, or parent-in-law. And then strike himself or herself and insert themselves.
Boy, doesn't it get that boring? Here's a little bit more from Fox News, Trace Gallagher.
As Speaker Nancy Pelosi tries to ban any words referring to gender like man, mother, or grandfather, father, mother has to be parent. Daughter, son, child, brother, sister, sibling, aunt, uncle, parents, sibling.
All right, so can I ask a question for those of you listening?
When has men been ashamed of being called men and women embarrassed to be called women?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I always love having fun with the audience. Tell me another route. For example, like when those come out, like the Black Lives Matter say the word master as an adjective, like master master sergeant, master technician, master electronic. The word master is an adjective to the noun. So my question is, Roger, what general neutral name is next that you got to change?
You know, you could come up with a whole list of them. You know, as far as gender is concerned,
Can I ask a question?
It's just ridiculous. Okay. You know, one of the things, you know,
actresses,
that's already being done. The nails across the chalkboard for me is here, you know, a lovely actress from Hollywood wants to be called an actor.
I don't have a problem. Okay, what am I? Okay. Wait. What if you have a police officer? She's a female. Do you call her police officer, or is it officeress?
Well, you can't call a policeman.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Can't do that anymore.
Right.
So anyway,
fireman.
Here's a little bit more.
Fire they.
Yeah. This is the most creepiest one, or I shouldn't say. Well, I guess you could say it's just ridiculous. Here's Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a man and a woman.
May the Lord lift up the light of His countenance upon us and give us peace. Peace in our families, peace across this land, and dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by...
The monotheistic Brahma? What is that? Here's more of the clip.
Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. Amen. And a woman.
That is just ignorance.
I'm just saying, what kind of cult does this guy belong to? That's ridiculous. And amen. I've never thought that was gender anyway. I think it was like a Hebrew word. I'll look it up.
Roger, in 2020, a record amount, brand new, first-time gun owners, 8 million, according to the FBI's National Instant Background Check System. According to Brownells, which is a gun manufacturer, Ryan Rep, he says that the new gun owners do not fit the typical caricature of a typical gun owner out there. This is what he told Varney and Company right here.
The NSSF is estimating at about 8 million new gun owners, and they just don't fit the caricature of what many would consider to be the average gun owner. You know, based on our sales, if we compare that to NSSF data, you know, we're seeing a lot more guns going to urban areas. About 40% of new gun owners are actually women, and African Americans are buying it. They're the largest growing group at 58% up year over year.
Those in the black community, the largest group of buying guns is 58%. percent. What are they buying, especially among women?
What about the guns that women are buying? Are they mainly, primarily pistols or some long guns?
Yeah, women are buying pistols, self-defense pistols, but that's the hottest category. Pistols are by and large the lion's share of that, followed by shotguns and your AR-15 type of weapon.
But this is not a new news story. Women, of course, also a major group of people getting their handgun concealed weapons permit here in the state of Florida. But when Joe Biden gets elected, it's going to be interesting to see what he does next by going after guns. But Chris Brown, president of Brady, remember the Brady gun control crowd? Now they just call themselves Brady. She says that gun confiscation will not happen under a Biden administration.
We've never, ever had a president of the United States and a vice president of the United States who embrace gun violence prevention and public health solutions to gun violence in the manner that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris do.
Wow.
And we look forward to embracing solutions all of America wants. And it's not going to involve the confiscation or the removal of a single gun from any household in America. I guarantee that.
Okay, so it's kind of like this, Roger. You know, wait a second. We really don't like your business, but we're going to tax you to death to put you out of business. So in other words, if we legally can't come after your guns, we're just going to tax you to death where you don't want to buy as many guns or any rounds of ammunition.
Yeah, or you tax the daylights out of ammunition, as you talked about. That's just one of their roundabout ways, incrementalism in a way to disarm the American people.
That's exactly correct. Folks, are you ready for this? CBS News had a research poll that they reported on. What is going to be the top, not so much global, what's going to be the top issue for Americans in 2021? Roger, I would think it would be the economy. It would still be based on COVID, right?
Yes.
That's what I would think. Well, according to CBS News, one of these groups, the Eurasia's group, Ian Bremmer, says that basically one of the biggest areas that's going to be the top risk, are you ready for this, is American partisanship.
A new annual report released this morning reveals the top global risks for 2021. Every year, Eurasia Group, that's a political risk research and consulting firm, ranks the top 10 geopolitical risks that we are likely to face in the new year. And the report says, let's go in reverse order. The third greatest risk is climate change. The second is the long-term effects of the coronavirus pandemic. And it says that the greatest risk is political polarization right here in America and the ways it could affect Joe Biden's presidency.
I'm laughing about this.
Yeah.
I'm laughing about this. Oh, wait, you mean to tell me that the greatest risk out there is going to be political partisanship against Joe Biden?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because remember, there is no liberal group out there against President Trump.
I don't think the average person, you know, especially if they're a liberal, is really following politics that closely to consider that to be some type of existential threat to America.
But we all know what's going to happen. Listen to Bill O'Reilly, TV commentator, the media, Biden presidency, anything that goes bad, hey, guess what? We don't blame it on Biden. We're just going to blame it on Trump.
And then the news agencies are going to go, Joe's great. Whatever Joe does is the best. And if Joe screws up, guess whose fault it's going to be?
Yeah.
Trump's. If the economy goes south, Trump did it. All right. If COVID sweeps over despite the vaccine, Trump did it. Whatever bad happens in America the next 3 years, because then the presidential campaign will start again, it's going to be Trump's fault.
I mean, so let me before I get to the audience here in a moment, let's be honest. Barack Obama blamed Bush for the economy. In fact, it was 7-8 years later, man. We still got clips to this day. Many of you know I play a lot of these clips. He was still blaming that the economy hadn't turned around the housing market. He was still blaming Bush 8 years later.
Right.
Excuse me. But let's also be honest here. Trump also blamed Obama for a lot as well to remind people. And I understand why Trump did it was to remind them because the media never covered the way they cover Trump. They never covered Obama that way. So I understand why Trump was out there blaming Obama. To me, I don't want to get in the blame game. But yes, if anything goes south, like for example, the turnout, the vaccination out there, what's taking place, the rollout, it's not moving quick enough, say some. Guess whose fault it is? It's Trump.
Yeah, exactly. That's typical politics. I don't believe, and I can't recall George W. Bush blaming Bill Clinton for anything that he had to deal with.
I don't remember Bush blaming Clinton for 9/11.
I don't, yeah. And there is some argument that, maybe he did drop the ball to some extent. But Bush never said that.
Yeah. So the bottom line is we just continue to blame and blame and blame. And see, by the way, let's see what's going to happen with this election as well. So we will see a lot of this and all of this as we continue to move up next right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Ray. Hey, Ray, good morning. Happy New Year. What's going on?
Good morning, Ed. Welcome back.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, Roger.
Hey.
Yeah, you ask a question, what was the right amount to give the American people? And what I say is the whole bill. You build your home and strengthen your home so that you're able to help others. So the money that's in that bill, before a dime goes out of this country,
good.
That money should go to mainly to restore businesses and others that have lost due to this issue. And with them being burned out and locked out and everything else, thank God I'm in Florida. And if you come to Florida from one of these other states, I see out-of-state tags all over the place. Please do not bring those politics down here. We don't want them over here.
Yeah.
And we want to live free. And just take a look at what these guys are doing. It's crazy. But my answer to you is that money that is approved should go to the American people first to restore the – and that's, in fact, that's the point. That's what they're trying to do is harm the American people to cause chaos. That's part of their goal.
Yeah, Ray, I was intrigued by the bill, the $600. I've always, if the government's going to shut you down, they've got to compensate you. But then again, it depends on how they want to look at compensation. Pre-COVID, after COVID, do we bail out the states? Do we bail out the unions? And then when it went up from $600 to $2,000. I would sit back going, man, now we're advocating to spend more money. But then again, if to your point, Ray, that if you look at where the money was going, if the money is going to be spent, to your point, why not spend it here? Why are we going to spend it on general neutral studies in Pakistan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. And, again, people that are working now that have not had to lay out of work and miss this time, but, they're okay right now. They don't need that extra money. And $600 is a joke. It's a slap in the face. And I know that since some of our restaurants have opened back up and all that, and I know a lot of you guys are doing it too, we've been tipping like extra, extra good to try to help these people get back on their feet just one-on-one.
Yeah, I know. Wait, who's been tipping? Not me. But anyway, I'm joking with you, Ray. Hey, man. Hey, Ray, have a good morning, brother.
Thank you.
Good to be back, man. 904-831-0600. You're going to like this one. I put up on my personal Facebook page. And it said, you'll like this one, Raj. It says, I support mandatory shutdowns. You ready for this one? Here we go. I support mandatory shutdowns for all of you that want to move to Florida, for all you liberals out there. How do you like that one? Somebody was telling me that. So, who do you want to go with next?
Let's go with Mo.
Hey, Mo, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, welcome back. We missed you.
Hey, thank you.
I'm not, the type Yankees go home. However, what's really twisting my Twinkie is I own a very simple home in Neptune Beach. They're coming in. They're buying these simple homes. They're knocking them down and building their McMansions. We don't want that here. Keep that in New York. Come on. We're going to let you in, but it's the beach. Adapt. You don't need a McMansion.
Hey, Mo, do you see that happening a lot where they're knocking down the houses and putting up mansions?
And does that increase the value of your home?
It does, but you know what? It's not the locals doing it. We're friendly in Neptune Beach. Everybody talks to everybody. We try to be friendly to these Yankees moving in. They won't even wave hello to you when you wave to them.
Yeah.
So then why are you moving here? Just stay where you're at.
All right. Mo.
We have better weather. That's why they're coming down.
All right. 648, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Already starting to see some of our usual light traffic on JTB headed towards the beach, right between Hodges and San Pablo. For now, just add an extra couple minutes, but as always, expect it to slow down even more. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today, 67 the high. This evening will be clear with a low of 41. Right now, it is 37 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. House Democrats put in new rules that will remove gender language in proposed legislation. A new poll finds most voters think $600 coronavirus relief checks are too little. And today is the big day as both sides look to boost turnout for Georgia's special election.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
After 10 months of their own investigation, a special Jacksonville City Council committee released yesterday a 132-page report of the result in the debacle of, you guessed it, JEA. Here with the latest news for Jax.
A new report into the bungled JEA sale uncovers what it calls intentional misrepresentation, or in other words, lies, by those who are in charge of JEA. It points out the mayor's role in the attempted sale and how senior staff at JEA would have made millions if the sale went through.
The report goes into details of the backroom negotiations with JEA upper management, and it's linked to the mayor's office on pushing for the sale of JEA. It doesn't look into any criminal behavior, but questions how the city got to the point of almost selling its biggest asset and how JEA management would have profited significantly. The report says the committee interviewed dozens of witnesses and pored over 600,000 pages of documents. In its conclusion, the report says they only looked at legislative matters and will let the Department of Justice handle criminal issues. As for Mayor Curry, he didn't put much stock into the report.
Yeah, the mayor said that, hey, listen, take what you want. He says, I'm not going to react to that you guys have access. He says, I'm not going to react pretty much to you guys have had access to me throughout the all the discussions of all the issues. And he says, take the report, do what you think is right. I'm moving on, get the city vaccinated, and all that kind of stuff out there.
Right.
So pretty much, this isn't, and I'm not saying this as a put down, this isn't anything new.
Mm-hmm.
The city did it. I understand why the city did it. If the city didn't do it, people have said, well, they would have covered it up because some of those that supported this, they were going to be able to walk away. Is there anything criminal? As of now, we have said in this show, we've covered this issue, JEA. Is there anything criminal? I don't know. I think it's very embarrassing. Did the mayor know what was going on? Did the mayor sit back and say, hey, listen, I'm not here to talk about it. I'm going to let the chips fall where they may. Mm-hmm. Let's have the ongoing discussions take place. This is going to be interesting. Again, this has nothing to do with what the FBI is doing right now. By the way, the FBI is not the quickest. This could take 2 to 3 years
mm-hmm.
before we know what's going on. But let us go back in the past. Action News Jax. Asked the question, the mayor or any of his staff, have you guys talked to the feds over throughout the year?
But when we asked specifically if he or any members of his administration had been interviewed by the feds, and Mayor Lenny Curry wouldn't give us a simple yes or no. The mayor tells us he supports the city and federal probes into JEA and its handling of the failed sale attempt. Mayor Curry has been at times critical of the media in its reporting of the controversies surrounding JEA.
So the mayor comes out and says, hey, listen, you've got an independent contractor hired by the city. He says, so if you guys want to get to it, he says, I expect the report to make claims stated as facts that are not based on facts. He says he didn't read the report before he was being interviewed out there. So the mayor has said, hey, listen, you guys have had access to me. I've answered all your questions. Other reporters say, mayor, you really haven't given us a straight answer of what's going on. The mayor now, I wonder, can the mayor sit back and say, listen, let's just question this. Let's get this out in the open. Let's talk about this. This is a hoax, mm-hmm. You know, about whether or not I do anything. Or can the mayor not say anything because he can sit back and say, hey, the feds are doing an investigation, I can't talk.
The smart thing would be to do the latter. You know, obviously the federal FBI, they're now doing an investigation. Anything he says about this right now could be used against him in any type of potential criminal thing. And that's not to imply that there is any criminal activity that taking place, but he doesn't know what they've got up their sleeves.
Yeah, the committee found that the efforts to market and sell JEA from 2017 to 2020 was pursued by advancing a false narrative on JEA's financial soundness out there. Now, if you want to go out there and say that, hey, this was purposely done to prove that JEA's numbers are great, but they're not, that's fraud, that could be criminal as well. But the question is it widespread?
Is it fraud if it was not done on their oath? If you're just putting it out there that, hey, we know we were going to have to cut salaries and lay people off. But, you know, I don't know if a lot of people bought into that because just months earlier they're saying they had so much money, they're going to build a new skyscraper at Lot J.
Oh, by the way, we got to cut, but we can give $600 million worth of bonuses to the executives.
Right.
Coming up on 655 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed south, right after McDuff Avenue. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today, 67 the high. This evening will be clear with a low of 41. Right now, it is 37 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, to da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are gonna need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Coming up at the 7 a.m. hour, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Today, of course, is the big day. We're going to remind you what's taking place here in Georgia, if you need any reminding at all. Also, tomorrow, not all Republican GOP members of the U.S. Senate say they are on board opposing the certification of Electoral College, but Vice President Mike Pence says that he welcomes all of the objections out there as well. So we're going to have a lot more of this coming up next, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. And we got clips of the phone call. I heard it. I listened to it twice. I don't think the president did anything illegal. I just, you know, like, why was he calling the Secretary of State of Georgia? And by the way, should he have recorded it, the Secretary of State of Georgia? 904-831-0600, talk radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk radio.